It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Well, the annual Iowa Republican Lincoln Dinner is tomorrow, and with it comes another cattle call of GOP presidential hopefuls. Associated Press politics and government reporter Catherine Lucey is with me this morning. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, Clay.
So how is this different than any of the other parades of Republican candidates where they're before a crowd? How is this different than any of the others?
So this one is a little bit different, both in terms of the audience and the speakers. The audience will be a lot of the party faithful, establishment Republicans, folks from the little more mainstream crowd.
Because before they've been focusing on evangelicals.
Right, exactly. A lot of the previous events have been a little more Christian conservative crowds, perhaps a little more right wing. So this will be a different set of voters. And in terms of who is going to be speaking, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush will be among the attendees. This is only his second time in Iowa, and it will be kind of his first time before a crowd like that here.
How do you see how Jeb Bush is playing in Iowa right now?
I mean, honestly, right now, he's not in Iowa very much. I mean, so it's kind of hard to say how he's playing. I don't think polling doesn't mean a lot at this stage, so you can't really take a lot away from those numbers. This will be his second visit here. I mean, he seemed well-received when he came through last time, but his current primary strategy does not seem to involve a lot of time in Iowa.
And that was also an event that was catered very specifically. It was Bruce Rastetter's agricultural summit. So this is a much more wide open platform.
Exactly right. The previous event was specifically on agricultural issues. And then he did a few, I think, sort of stops, places to meet folks. This will be kind of a more of doing a stump speech. And then he has a fundraiser he's doing for Senator Grassley and another event. So this will be an interesting swing to see what he's doing here.
And Republicans are trying really hard to keep the Iowa straw poll relevant, too.
Are they ever? There's been a big effort over the last year or so to sort of revitalize the Iowa Republican Party as a whole. But one thing they've been working very hard on is trying to preserve the straw poll, which typically happens the August, before a competitive caucus. They recently announced a number of changes to how it's going to be run. One of the criticisms is that it's a very expensive event. Candidates have to spend a lot of money to rent space to pitch a tent near the location. And then they also bring in food and entertainment and all kinds of stuff. Well, the party has said they will no longer charge for land at the space, which I guess previously could have been, tens of thousands of dollars. And they also will have food vendors there already. So they're arguing that this means that the costs for the candidates will be lessened. That said, it could still be very expensive for candidates if they want to pay for tickets for supporters, if they want to bus them in, and if they still do want to provide their own entertainment. On top of that, it could be politically expensive because all the candidates have to make a calculation about whether or not this is a beneficial event or not. I mean, if you come in, if you do well in it, it can give you a boost. But I mean, if you look at Tim Pawlenty, who did poorly in it last time around, was sort of a big contributing factor to him getting out of the race. So a lot of campaigns feel like the risks may outweigh the benefits, and they're trying to figure it out. Obviously, the party is pushing very strongly that this should be taken as a fun event, not taken too seriously, and that there is value in participating.
Now, there is another major party playing here as well.
Oh, right.
The Democratic side, it's been very quiet for months. It's still pretty quiet. But Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State, is officially running for president. Mm-hmm. She's making another trip to Iowa next week. And it's another one of these series of small meet and greets.
Absolutely. If Hillary Clinton wants to send one message right now, I think it is that she takes Iowa very seriously and that she wants to be out there in small towns and small restaurants and diners and that she wants to be talking to actual voters. Which I guess some of the criticism of her campaign last time was that she didn't do enough of this kind of campaigning. So she is definitely leaving nothing to chance. So this will be her second trip in. They haven't said exactly what she'll be doing yet, but I'm sure it will be a lot like the previous trip where she met with students and business owners and tried to keep a sort of stay out of the major cities and keep a lower profile. Of course, if you're Hillary Clinton, she can't campaign with a low profile. She travels with tons of people, tons of press. It's just, unfortunately, that's the way it works when you're that well known.
And her campaign is very quick to say that the caucuses will be competitive. Any word on other Democrats throwing their hat in the ring to make the Democratic side just a little bit more interesting?
Well, certainly there's Senator Bernie Sanders who's announced, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley is expected to announce, and they have both spent time here and I think have had really enthusiastic reception. So, I mean, I think that there are lots of Democrats who either are looking for alternatives or just want to see options before they commit. So I think there's definitely room for those guys to play, and I think they will be here. And I think, will it be as competitive as the Republican side? No, probably not. But I think there's certainly room for some competition here.
All right, Catherine, thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.